Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
It's a football. It's a football. If you don't know football, you shouldn't be with a microphone in your hand.
Hello and welcome to Soccer Sense, the sensible football podcast. This is Tariq joining you along with Vishal.
Hey guys.
And we are joining you for the Premier League episode, which we have titled as a new segment called WWJD, which is What Would Jose Do? Because we have seen quite the incredible range from Jose Mourinho this week. As to what transpired in Europe, we will speak about separately in our Champions League Match Day 3 review. But Vishal, we are here, of course, to talk about the big game from the weekend, which actually, after a long time, delivered a good old-fashioned Premier League scrap. Big name teams will not necessarily top of the table clash. I mean, yep. you wish it were.
It's not anymore. It's not at this point at least.
But it wasn't. United rooted firmly to the middle of the table. But they played Chelsea. They went to Stamford Bridge, a place yep. They have not got 3 points in since 2012. And they were within 30 seconds of securing those 3 points.
Yep.
Because as the match went, a quick recap of the match. Chelsea took the lead from a set piece of all things. In this bizarro world, there was a Jose Mourinho team that went down to a set piece. But then in the second half, United came back much stronger, much more sprightlier, and were immediately rewarded for consistently running behind Chelsea's defense. One goal led to two, and soon enough they were leading 2-1, and Mourinho got out his old tactics of delay, of grind, of absolutely frustrating the opposition to try and grind those 3 points. But in the seventh minute of added time, United conceded to make it 2-2. Your call on the game, Vishal. What does it tell about both these respective teams?
Chelsea seem to be a team at a basic level who formed a lot of character within the whole team to play all the way down to the final whistle and grind out that point when you could have easily given up. Is in itself a great test of your character, and like we said, the more I watch them play every week, the more I am counting on them being the dark horses to the title. In spite of them dropping 2 points at home to a United team, this is I think it's a point gain for Chelsea because it's better than losing all three. And at a basic level, I always think United, no matter against which big team, they will turn up against a bigger team, then they will put in a performance against a bigger team. So Chelsea and our opponent that challenging the title will be counting on United putting in performances against their title rivals. So Chelsea, overall a good performance, and United have pretty much shown what they have shown in the last three games, that, you know what, they have a 30-minute window in the game which they will decide to all turn up, be on the same page and try to play well. And within those 30 minutes, if things click, it clicks. If not, less, never better luck next time. And that's exactly what happened within those. That 30-minute spell of United, they turned it on, they played really well, they scored 2 goals, and that pretty much was the summary of the game, where United, at this point in time, can't seem to buy a good 90-minute performance from anybody in the team. So they have a lot of concerns to really look at and really fix, because forget the title, right? At this point in time, you know United are definitely in front of the title race. But if you're looking to be a part of the top four or in any respectable position at this point in the table, you are going to have to play 90 minutes and going to have to play 90 minutes against good opponents throughout, because the rest of your opponents are all now in top form, are all playing well, are all winning continuously. So they really need to, like, the Chelsea game and the Newcastle game were just you know, putting a finger in the league and just hoping that, you know, people look in the other direction. So there are still plenty of problems for United to look at a manager level, at a player level, because the players don't seem motivated. But it's a good point at the end of the day. It could have been 3 points, but a United of old would not have conceded that goal in the last minute. So lots will still be revisited and looked at for United.
And I mean, like it or not, Mourinho has this knack of pulling these things off, being able to frustrate opposition into making the kind of mistakes. And of course, there followed a post-game fracas as well. I mean, not exactly post-game, just after the goal was scored, there was a sideline fracas, which is again very typically Mourinho deflecting some of the attention from what's happening on the pitch or the possible limitations there and taking conversation off the pitch. But Maurizio Sarri, of course, coming in and arresting that situation well, because there was an immediate apology issued after there was something said.
The only one time I'd ever defend Mourinho was whatever was done in front of Mourinho was uncalled for. It was unnecessary, and I think Sarri is one of those managers who clearly knows that the club and respect is far more important than any, and the game in itself is far more important than egos and managers. So he was, like you said, the first one to address it and sit and apologize to Mourinho, one on the ground, and ensure that his player also apologized to him off the ground, off the field as well. So
I mean, the second assistant manager, that is, the coach.
Overall sportsmanship was great from Mourinho and Sarri within each other, and they seem to have settled the matter. They settled the matter well. Luckily, they didn't seem to continue it off the field like Mourinho and Conte happened, where it became more off the field than on the field. So I think it was an overall good game of football that had a little bit of a Conor Khabib moment, but what can we do? That seems to be the trend in sport these days.
It's sort of spilling over from the octagon into the rectangle of the football field. Beyond that, Vishal, we have a few other things quickly to look at from the Premier League. And one of those sleeper things that has been happening that we haven't discussed enough on the podcast, but if you look at the table, it's immediately evident, and that is the resurgence of Arsenal, who after those two losses have now won 10 straight games. And in the Premier League, of course, they have strung together 7 wins. That's 21 points. They're just 2 points off the top spot.
Now, like you said, if I'm one of the top teams at this point in time, I'm worried, not because Arsenal are really contenders, but at this point in time, Arsenal are playing like a team that they're playing a lot of free football, right? Like the expectations are not too much from this squad at this point in time. They seem to be enjoying the football at this point in time, and the goals that they scored against Leicester, even after going down one goal, and the way they came back and the way they played, it reminded you of the old Arsenal, where there was flair, there was passing, there was movement, there was all-round camaraderie from the team, and it was a joy to watch. Like I clearly remember having goosebumps seeing the third goal from Arsenal, and I was in shock, as in it's been so long since I've seen anything of that form in football. And no team, as in you can be a City, you can be a Liverpool, you can be Chelsea or United, no team can stop that kind of a goal, because that was genius in play all round. So that was very, very pleasing to watch, and as a pure neutral, to see Arsenal play like this in itself is a great thing. And they seem to have a lot of their drive back, a lot of hunger back. Emery seems to have instilled their one discipline in this Arsenal squad. Nobody seems to be comfortable in their positions or comfortable in their shoes like they were under Wenger. So there's lots to watch out for, and they are playing like they have nothing to lose. Really, they don't seem to be one of those teams who have a problem going down, because they also seem to be confident in the fact that they can outscore you at this point in time. So great development from Arsenal, and I really look forward to seeing them play against a top team in this form instead of the Man City game that happened too early in the season. So it'd be interesting to see them go up against Chelsea or Liverpool at this point in time to really put them to the test as well, and it'll also be a great test for their opponents as well. An interesting line of pictures coming up from there,
and those games are coming up, so it would be extremely intriguing to see where that leaves the title race, because it could open up even a possible, if brief, four-way title race at the top.
So we definitely have, because Tottenham and Arsenal both are just 2 points off the top of the table, so it's really not far-fetched, because it's like you said, it's definitely a five-way at this point, because the top one and the other teams, the gap between City and the teams below are very little at this point in time. So the chances for other teams at the top of the table to make mistakes is very less at this point in time. So it'll be very interesting to see how who can sustain and who can sustain this for a long period of time, because we know Christmas is coming, and that is when we mostly start to see the one team starting to pull away. We'll see if that happens this year as well.
And that festive period would be extremely interesting, because the festive period also has a couple of big clashes among these top teams.
Yeah.
So there would be those sparkling six-pointers too, which makes it one of the most exciting title races, well, at this early stage, at any rate, in the Premier League.
Yeah.
We'll be tracking it all the way down to the last match day on the podcast, of course, but as far as this episode goes, that's about all the time we have. You can, in the meantime, follow us on at Sense Soccer on Twitter or on Audioboom at audioboom.com/channel/soccer-sense, or subscribe to our podcast on any of your favorite podcatchers. In the meantime, this is Tariq signing off along with Vishal.
Pray for somebody.
Like I said, WWJD, what would Jose do? See you guys next time.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.